It's 99, John.
Is there?
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm born ready.
Welcome to the Breeze Podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. My name is Victor White, and I'm here with my boy.
Not Nagy, it's John. We're here. What's good? What's good?
Let's see here. We have Stockholm Treasure Hunt with Bain and Company.
Yeah, I don't expect to do much talking in this episode, I'll be honest.
McKinsey event, the first
Wednesday. I do not expect to do much talking.
BCG event. It's...
let's get into it, bro. Let's get into it. Yo, roll the intro. I want to hear all about it, man.
Before we dive into me, you had vacation, or it's not vacation to move into a new studio, but you didn't record the podcast for a week, and we can clearly see that you're in a new setting. So what's going on?
Yeah, I moved to a new spot. It's pretty sick.
Can hear that on the echo. It's empty.
I'll show you around. Show you around after, but like, it's pretty cool.
It's your Calgary pad.
I'm here.
Nice.
We're in here.
Well, okay, so.
I don't want to talk. Like, what? There's not much. Last week, what did I do last week? I went to Banff. I did like camping in the woods. I did that stuff.
Yeah.
Went to Banff National Park, and that was beautiful. Yeah. Saw the mountains and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was like Friday, but I had no internet for a whole week. So like, that's why we can do the podcast.
Yeah.
But we're in here.
Did you look at last week's podcast? Oh, wait.
Yeah. Your thing went off, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Wait. Yeah, I watched her. Nagy did a great job. I think she should just take over for me.
Start a podcast with someone.
Yeah, she just started a podcast with you, bro. Why not?
No, but the thing is, her followers are so loyal. Shout out if you're still listening, Forum Philosophy followers. But it was interesting to do a podcast episode with your girlfriend. And a little behind the scenes info. Obviously, I briefed her on everything, you know. But it was cool to get it. Take on the dentistry industry and
super interesting
and stuff like that.
It also looks good when like two people are in the same room, you know what I mean? On the video. I'm gonna just say that
online, like we've been doing for the past 99 episodes, more or less.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah,
but shout out to Nagy, did a great job, she killed it.
Yeah. That was I feel comfortable with that format, bro. It's good. It's good that we can just get stand-ins whenever we need.
Yeah, that's easy. How does she feel about it? How does she feel about it?
I think she was hyped. Were you hyped? Did you feel good about it? Did you get any response? Okay. Yeah. It's good. Bro, she's about to break on YouTube. Her episode is killing it, bro.
Yeah, Fox, I seen that. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Okay, so I know you want to hear about what's going on.
Yeah, I want to hear it, bro. Like, what you started school this week, correct?
Technically, no. It's just a preschool maths course. Analytics.
So when does school actually start?
Not next week, the week after. So episode 101. So the new decade in terms... No, was it the new...
Century
in terms of episodes, I'll begin in, officially in the Stockholm School of Economics. This is what I've been wanting to tell you ever since, bro. Guess what I have in my class?
What you have in your class?
Yeah.
I don't know, B.
Bro, a tree. No, a Trinidadian, bro.
That's sick.
How insane. My boy Aiden, shout out. And yo, before I forget it, shout out to Kristen. So, you know, our OG listener, we've been you know, she'd been voice noting us and stuff in previous episodes. Sure, but we were talking about birth science and stuff like that earlier this week. So I was like, yo, thank you so much. But I've also been so busy. So I've been so tired. But we'll get into that more. But anyhow, shout out to OG listener, you know.
Shout out to Christian, yeah.
Techleshot, right? On Instagram?
Yeah.
So you all should go follow her. Anyhow.
Talk bro, to me, bro.
My boy Aiden. So he is, bro, he's my boy, bro. Like, because he was like, he hit me up in the WhatsApp group. It was like, yo, are you seriously from Barbados? And I was like, yeah, I grew up in between Barbados and Sweden. And then he had a plus 44 numbers. I was like, are you from the UK? And it's like, no, Trinidad, bro. And I was like, yo, whoa, what's up? We're the Caribbean mafia at this school.
Yeah, it's always blessing to find someone, like, doesn't have to be from your island, but just, like, in that area, yeah. You're like, yo, you connect, you know what I mean,
yeah.
On that level.
Yeah.
Have you met him? Have you like, met
yeah,
him?
Yeah, bro. We linked for beers. So it was me, Aiden, Matteo, and this guy Ved. So Ved is like a super tall Indian dude who's a ginger. I've never seen an Indian ginger before. Super cool guy. He's been in some Bollywood movies and stuff. He was an extra in some Swedish Netflix stuff that's coming out 2021. So he's our token actor / Netflix guy. So, you know how it is in the beginning when nobody knows anyone. And I'm just going there. Guys, have you met Netflix star Ved? So I hook him up. And then, Matteo, he's from the US, but he's Colombian. So that's super sick, bro. Like, you know, I have a dream of going to Cartagena. He's been to Cartagena, you know. He is Colombian, so that's sick. You know, and then we have like this one dude, Dylan, you know, he's essentially a Kenyan, grew up there. But then he for the past like 3 years, he lived in South Africa. And then yesterday I met like a German dude, like some more Indian dudes, like this one San Diego / Swedish dude. Like, you know, there's so much, so many sick people. And I've probably talked to what, like 5%, if 2% maybe of the class. I don't know.
How big is the class this year?
300.
Fair.
More, I don't know the exact number.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere around there. So that's cool. And so that is sick. But Aiden is my boy, obviously, you
know. Shout out to Aiden. Shout out to Trinidad.
But you know how it is, John, you know, when you're representing a small island and you have to do
bro. And,
you know?
You know, what's crazy is at the end of the year, like when you're graduating, you see like the map of like all the graduates. And then you see like Barbados, like just a small Barbados. And you see like the one student from Barbados, and it's like,
oh, they mark it out. Wow.
It's like, yo, shout out to the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's only miles out here. Yeah, bro. And as far as I can see, like, me and Aiden are the only black people this far. There's one guy, I think he's probably Persian. There's a couple of Indian dude. But other than that, bro, like, I haven't seen I'd say it's probably 90% white, which is, I don't know if it says anything about anything, bro, but it's still kind of crazy as we're in 2020. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to talk too much about that. What I am going to say is that I'm very excited, very grateful for the opportunity.
So what'd you do so far, like?
Okay, yeah.
You said it had a stressful week so far, so I'm like,
yeah, okay.
What have you been doing, bro?
So, I'm
like, I tell you, I'm not going to be doing much talk. I just want to hear, all of it.
John, okay. So, first of all, I do want to say that it feels nice to get fed with a silver spoon, right? Because it's really like first day, like welcome mingle, you know, you get a smoothie and you get freaking sandwiches and like all of introduction week, like we're going to get free food, like fancy food as well, you know, and you're going to have all these corporate partners and just insanity. But this far we've had the welcome mingle and the preparatory math course, which is a rehearsal of high school maths, more or less.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, Bree's listeners know that I've been doing a lot of maths, right? And strategically and all that stuff. And I even aced, like, the hardest maths course. Bro, this is layered way more difficult. Like, bro, it was like, you know, it was like saying, like, John, I food now. And then, like, this math that I have now, it's like, John, I would fancy a bite of the finest food from a 3-star Michelin restaurant.
Yeah,
you know, that's like the different
levels. Like, there's levels.
Yeah, exactly. Which is cool. And I'm just learning. So the most important thing that I'm honestly learning in this preparatory math course is my way of taking in vast amounts of information, yeah. Right? How to take notes and listen to what's going on and learn at the same time. This is kind of a little bit repetition, but then when you have new things that you're going to go through, like the data analytics course, that's a difficult course. A lot of people struggle with it because you have to be on point with your maths. So I'm, you know, but at the end of the day, it's just about putting in the hours, putting in the work.
That's all it is. That's all it is. You can't fall behind. If you fall behind yet, like,
yeah,
you find yourself just struggling the whole semester, just trying to catch back up, you know?
Yeah. Do you want to know my curriculum the first year?
Yeah.
So we have data analytics. That's two courses, I believe. And then we have global challenges, which will run throughout the whole program.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then we have business law, which is super sick. And then I forgot the rest. I think it's one more course or something. You know, we have it on Microsoft Teams and stuff. And bro, the course literature. Did you have to buy course literature?
Nah. All my stuff is like included in, because like we do case method. So yeah, we don't really use textbooks, but if we do use textbooks, like they give it to us, you know what I mean? Okay. But like that it was that's like included in our like tuition. Nah. It was in our tuition.
Interesting. Because I do have, obviously I'm getting the whole education for free, which is sick. Yeah. But the textbooks that I have had to buy new, super expensive, bro.
Yeah, our textbooks are crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But the thing is, there are two books that are 2020 that I needed the newest version. The rest I can probably get away with
secondhand.
Yeah, exactly. From the students here, but
that's the key right there.
Yeah,
like some books that you might probably want to get them. Yeah. Like, just because, you know, like it's an investment in the future. So like business law, you may want to look back at that like in 10, 20 years. You know, okay, I'm in this position now, but I remember doing this at this point. But like, secondhand is the way to go. You know what I mean? Unless you have to get it, like the newest edition, which is just a scam because like you just look at the updates online. But like, I'd say secondhand, you know?
Yeah. No, bro. I 100% agree. And from what I've read too, it's like some stuff are books. So essentially what they're doing, and then some stuff will be case method. Mm. So it's really cool to see how they're tackling, because to be frank, the thing that I've enjoyed, and I haven't even started yet, bro, but what I've enjoyed the most is being in an institution with, like, you know, it's where so much has been born. Like a lot of people, you know, it's a
blessing.
But bro, especially after working 2 years to get there, you know, and then so it's still like a bit surreal when you're, and it hasn't even started yet, you know.
I feel you. Wait, I want to go back to the book part because I think like our listeners might find this viable. Like even if. For yourself, like you'll probably find like a community of students that probably like have the books and they like share them, or like they might have like PDF, like a drive, or just like, you know, here are all the books you need for your, like your whole time. Like you'll probably run into that. Like if you're lucky to run into that, and you might undergrad, I didn't buy a single book. I never buy a single book.
That's insane. We have to get back to that. But the first thing that I want to say is I have a hard time studying online, like on a screen. It's difficult for me. And especially when you need to jump in between pages, you know, section 2-6, and then you have to jump to section 4-2, you know, and especially these. Okay, I don't have the book here, but, you know, it's these hefty books that are like 1,000 pages or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, you were saying?
Yeah, I was saying like you might probably just run, I mean, like, in your case, I probably won't help you, but like for me, finding a community of people, just like, yo, all these books, these are all the books for all the years you're going to be here. Okay, like for me, like I found it easy just because like when you're doing engineering, like, okay, what is this?
Yeah.
What's this I'm looking for? I just type in the finder and so I like search through the book and it's like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? True. But I mean, to each his own still. But for those people that like to do digital, like you might find those people.
Undergrad, UE, right?
Yeah.
Technical engineering.
Uh-huh.
Right? Was this during the time where you had to pay for it or was it free?
Well, I studied in Trinidad, you had to pay for it. But it's subsidized like a little bit. And then I mean like I speak, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you're not paying. When do people say you have to pay for it? Like it was completely free before.
Yeah.
But like no, you're just paying, you're paying something. I don't know if you're not paying the entire thing, I don't believe.
Yeah.
But when I went, like it was the time you had to pay. Yeah.
Okay. And that was how many years?
How many years ago?
No, how many years?
Three year
undergrad. Yeah. Okay. You had to pay for it, but you didn't have to pay for the books.
I didn't pay for the books, no.
That's a pretty good setup, bro, because I'm down like $200.
Books are expensive, bro. Like, I mean,
but I'm getting the education for free.
To be fair, like when I went to the bookstore and I saw these books, I was like, there's no way. Can you see them in Trinidad dollars and it's like $300 Trinidad? I'm like,
yeah, you're like, no way, yeah.
But then like also
huge
like
taxes on them too.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's the biggest scam of life. But then like I've stayed on a hall, like we've all like just shared like books and like a drive where everyone could go see everything. Like, it was wild.
Yeah. Anyhow, okay, we can talk like a week about books. But John, what do you think about the intro about my McKinsey event, Stockholm Treasure Hunt with Bain and Company?
Wait, before we get that, I want to ask you a question.
BCG event.
I have a question.
Bro, like,
I want to know, like, what is the current, like, you've spoken to people in your class.
Yeah.
What are they trying to do? Like, is it the typical, yo, you're in business school? Like,
No, tell me. Okay, so I'm not gonna name any names.
No, don't do that.
But I mean, so we have one guy, he's the smartest, freaking amazing. I have a man crush, bro. And he's at the moment he's interested in the, you know, UAE, you know, Dubai, you know, that stuff because of, you know, getting access to capital markets there. Now, I was debating no matter what you do and no matter how much money they have, at the end, you'll still have to ask for permission from the royal family, right? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, you can only do. So I was like, why not just have a guy there and then do your business in the West or whatever? Mm-hmm. Do you get what I mean? Like, that's how I would resonate. But super smart. Bro. Yeah.
So what's he want to do? Investment banking?
He's into, I think, private equity. I'm not sure exactly what yet, but he was debating like Cambridge or here.
So
that's what I'm enjoying, bro. Like just being around smarter people than me, bro. Like that's the best part. You just learn, even though they're like 18, 19 years old. Because do you want to know at what point I got wet? You know, like seriously. So it was when he started talking about like finance and stuff, and when I saw that he has a genuine interest and passion for it. Then I was like, bro, I think you'd like him too, bro. Okay, I'm not going to name any names. It's not our Trinidadian bro I'm talking about. And some other people have no idea what they want to do yet. We have one person who want to go into politics in the US, you know. We have another person that want to be an entrepreneur, you know. We have one more. Yeah, so those are the people that I've had time to, like, you know, link with. Sure. Like that. But I mean, I think it varies what people want to do. Some people want to do a few years abroad and then come back to Sweden and just live a good life here, you know. Mm. So it depends, bro. But the thing I guess, you meet people. The thing that I've had the most, interest from is meeting these people from these different walks of life, from yeah. different places that I've never even thought of. And now they're here, you know. There's one guy, he did the whole dentistry thing, worked as a dentist for 7 years, and then I was like, nope, I wouldn't do business, you know. So, yeah, bro, I will brief you. As time walks, as time passes.
Let me make a prediction. I'm gonna make a prediction because this is like pre-class. This is like pre-like school start. I think when school starts, you start meeting more people and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this is based on my experience. Okay. I don't know, business school is not business school for it's not across the board.
Okay.
But like in North America, they're like, yo, this is what I'm trying to either be a management consultant or investment banker. So that's where you see like the top tier like management consultancies, like the McKinsey's, the BCG's. Yeah. They're coming, they're like, yo, they're trying to, they start setting this, glorifying, glamorizing what consulting is in the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then you get people that think they want to do consulting, and then in a couple of years, you're like, not a couple of years, probably later in that year, like, I'm not feeling it anymore. So you'll get that journey of people that are into it, not into it, stuff like that.
From what I've picked up, the Stockholm School of Economics is good for finance, right? Mm-hmm. I know that management consulting was the top thing that students wanted to become, like, I think it was like 10 years ago or something, like, but now I think most students honestly want to be entrepreneurs. But then I think a lot of people will probably go into the finance world. Investment banking, honestly, is not that attractive for me, but a lot of people are looking towards private equity, you know. I know a lot of people eyeballing private equity, but also like mid-market M&A firms, stuff like that, you know. Consultancy, I don't know, bro. Like, obviously, I don't know yet. I don't know the statistics of the school, where people go, whatever. Like, my plan is that I wanna taste, you know? I wanna taste finance, you know? Private equity, investment banking. I wanna taste consulting. Yeah. My thoughts, though, John, because you know that I've lived in a suitcase, right?
Sure.
As a consultant, you live in a suitcase, right?
I mean, that probably didn't change. But traditionally, yeah.
But like Monday to Thursday, you live in a...
Traditionally, yeah.
You travel quite a bunch.
Yeah, traditionally.
Yeah. So that's where I think that, like, that's why I'm at the moment, I'm probably going to change my mind a gazillion times during this course of the podcast.
Yeah. So I mean, question to you, like, you guys do internships and stuff, like, throughout the summer, right?
Yeah.
So you'll get a taste of, like, you'll take that time to, like, try different things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I have a question for you, John.
Mm-hmm.
So, some people have told me that, oh, you shouldn't tell people what you want to do because of competition. Is that a bad or a good mindset, or should I just be 100% transparent?
I feel like you just have, like... There's certain if you're like in a platform with your friends, you know what I mean? I don't see why you wouldn't. Because I mean, I firmly believe in putting stuff out there and just going for it. You know what I mean?
Like, honestly,
that's just me. Some people will just keep it to their chest, and then like when they don't achieve it, it's like it's to themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me, like if you put it out,
Okay, so. And I love that idea, John. The only thing that I have is that, I just had the client contact me now, which is I, from experience, John, I know that it's hard to plan more than 2 years in advance, right?
Yeah.
So my only mission this first year is securing an internship next summer. Either like top tier Goldman Sachs firm, you know, or like something in London. I'm eyeballing Revolut too, you know, just because of BC. Yeah. Because they have a asset management blah 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 branch, and that, or like, you know, big three consulting thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a difficult game to play, honestly. This is like, and I have to say that to everyone listening, like the biggest thing that I learned from my sports that I'm taking with me into academia and my corporate professional life is that you train like you want to compete. Yeah. Okay, so if we translate that, that means like if you go to school, you do the work, you know. If you go to the best school in the Nordics, more or less, then you should obviously strive for the best internship, right? I don't see the reason. Like, I'm super competitive too, but I don't see the reason why I shouldn't when I already have this opportunity. Do you get what I mean?
Bro, you're here, like the worst thing you can do is not do the best that you can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? Like, yeah. I'd say like there's definitely will be a lot of competition, like in some, like especially
bro, where I'm you the are dumbest person in my class. Honestly.
And that's fair. Like, bro, I feel I'm like the dumbest I feel person, like you have bro. To know that. I feel like if you went into this school, you're like, yeah, I'm the best, like and you probably weren't the best, like you'd get shafted. You'd be like,
bro,
but no,
bro,
you know, like you gotta work, you know what I mean? Like, and like, bro, that's the beauty of that.
I had an Eastern European bro, like, you know, going first day of class, going up to the board, to the professor, you know, just like typing, you know, another way to solve a thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, my guy, you know? it's like. But to me, honestly, bro, like it's really liberating because I've been waiting a long time to be in an environment because, you know, you're a product of your environment.
Correct.
So it's really cool to be in an environment where everyone is the best from wherever they came from, you know. But then I do things, the things that I have seen is also like there's a big difference between people going from high school directly into school and people who have some, you know, life knowledge in between before starting. Yeah. At either way, wherever you come from, I think these 3 years are going to be super insane.
Either way, you're all starting at the same starting point. You know what I mean?
No.
So like, no. What I mean is, all come in. Some people may be faster than each other.
Yeah.
But you're all starting next week. You all start at that same starting.
Yeah.
No one is coming in there with like 2 years experience in this same course. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you could be as bright as the next person.
Yeah.
If you know that I gotta put in this amount of hours, that other guy might have to put in like way less hours. But you all start at the same point.
And
you're all gonna finish.
That's the most liberating thing for me. Like, I have no ego going into this. Yeah. I have nothing to prove to anyone. Like, personally, I've proven everything I would ever want to prove to myself, you know, and some other people, you know, but I'm kidding. No, but, you know, so having done that, and that's something that I wish for everyone to be able to experience, because that's a really empowering, what do you call it, like a freaking thing to go through, you know, John.
Yeah.
When you prove to yourself, like, I'm sure you feel the same way now that you finished Ivy and moved countries. Like, it's a huge thing. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I feel like once you do that, you know, you're in a really good spot. So, you know, it's like you said back in the days, like you want to get yours, you know, that's what you want to do. But you also like, but it's hard, bro, because it's a lot of people and it's a lot of people to like get to know. And in the beginning, you know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll find your people pretty quick.
Like, I've already eyeballed people. Bro.
Exactly. So it's
But you know, I'm the person, like, I'm homies with everyone anyways, you know?
Yeah, correct. But what I mean is, like, you still go, like, you'll find your people, you'll be friends with people, but, like, you have your journey at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, you have to, you'll be times when people want to go to the bar, and you'll be like, Nah, B, I gotta stay home and I got some homework to do. You know what I mean? Like
work, bro. Exactly. Work. And that's the other thing. So I'm juggling on the all these classes. I've been eyeballing my phone all the time because with my client, Jennifer, you know, Stockholm Fashion Week is digital this year. So I'm essentially producing her whole show, more or less. You know, I'm in charge of the product that's going to be delivered to the people that watch it, and it's super secretive, so I can't say anything more about it. And so that's going down Friday, so the day after you hear this, and that's like a lot of kind of stress because bro, she's worked with the Crown Princess. You know, the Crown Princess is regularly seen wearing her stuff. And that's the thing that people in America don't understand. But in Europe, royalty is like, you know, you what is it you say? You can't buy a class? No, what is it?
Yeah, you can't buy a class.
Yeah, you know, and that's that kind of thing. And so what I with that whole thing going down Friday, bro, like she's poured her entire life into these dresses. You know, so then it's like, okay, you got to live with it. You cannot F this up, you know?
You got to.
No, so yeah. But a lot's happening. Time is just flying by.
No, fair. When's freshman year dropping?
Ooh. okay, John, I have end of August, right? So what is it now, like 3 weeks or something?
Yeah,
I have a question. Let's say I'm gonna buy an instrumental version of a song, and that song is attached to a record label, and they have to get approval for the instrumental version.
Song that's released already?
Yeah, so what's an appropriate price to pay, if any, for a 10 second instrumental version of the drop?
What song is it? It depends. Is it a popular song?
Do you remember our Breeze Pick of the Week when we had Casper the Ghost? And I was like, oh, this drop is insane.
I think so.
Okay.
I think I remember. It depends. It really depends on like how popular it is.
I think it has 3 million streams on Spotify. So it's big song.
Do you talk to their people?
Huh?
Did you talk to their people?
They're talking to the label.
Like labels be loving their money, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I won't be able to tell you because you're using that shit
for monetization purposes. Do you get what I mean?
Oh, so you're not monetizing it?
No.
So I wouldn't. If you're not monetizing, like, it's on your YouTube channel, you're not monetizing it.
Well, it's on my YouTube channel, but I'm not monetizing the channel. It's on my Instagram, but I'm not monetizing my Instagram. Actually making money off the content.
You shouldn't have to pay for it then.
It should be free.
You shouldn't have to pay for it. If you are sure that you're not monetizing and that you're just using it like for creative purposes, you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Okay, sick.
Because you're not making money off it, so they won't make money off it.
No. Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, that's sick. Okay, yeah. bro, I have so much. Oh, I signed the contract with Wansky. I have a meeting. Oh, shit. I have a meeting after this with the ski brand. I'm going to deal with that.
That's it. Bro, we're out here. Like, I'm proud of the minds out here. Like,
John, I have missed you. Like, it's cool to do. Bro, it's cool to do the podcast with your girlfriend. But when we've spent 98 episodes together.
Bro, next week is the week. Next week.
Yeah. Do we have any plans for episode Ahana?
Do we have plans?
No.
I don't know.
Maybe you could chop up a new intro.
Probably. You could try that.
Like every 100 episodes we change intro.
Fair.
That's we'll like see. Every 2 years.
Fair, bro. We'll see about that. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I love something the intro. Not.
Yeah, I know. Our intro is sick. Our intro is really sick.
Yeah. But yo.
Yeah.
Let's dip.
Yeah.
Let's show these people next week for the 100th episode.
And I guess this was more of a catch-up episode.
Bro, this was like, I really just wanted to hear what happened this week from the Mons, you know what I mean?
Bro,
it's like exciting times. I'm trying to live vicariously through you again.
Yeah, John, you can relive your youth in Sweden at a top-tier university.
Why not? Why not?
Getting fed by silver spoons and caviar topped with gold leaves. And
this guy's a queen, bro.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Later, families. Peace.